What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook, it is the PM team. Solo Chris Muller, as it has been all week and will be tomorrow. Andrew Filippone, he is wrapping up his final week of parental leave, hanging with baby Stella. I think you can call her a baby until she turns two, if memory serves. So I think my younger son, Ace, just became a toddler officially. I think you can go with baby until they are 2 years old. Then they become a toddler. Then at some point they graduate from toddler status to being something else altogether, mainly a loud, yelling, smart-mouthed little stinker, which is my five-and-a-half-year-old. But right now he's still hanging with baby Stella. And I think they're at the library today, was his update for us. It is, starting in 9 minutes, a counter-programming Thursday here on the PM team. Why? Paul Skeens and the Pirates going for the series victory against the Brewers on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA News Radio, AM 1020 KDKA. So it's counter-programming kind of Thursday. That means we will go all over the map talking about this, that, and the other. But I will start with a couple of minutes to go before that game starts by mentioning the following things about this game. Just quick thoughts on Pirates-Brewers. You have a chance if you get what you've been getting from Paul Skeens and you give him more than the zero runs you put up yesterday, if you're the Pirates. You have a real chance to, whatever degree you think appearances matter for a team, a real actual chance to go into the All-Star break. Granted, you'd have to sweep a team to do it. The White Sox are bad, however. You have a chance to get in there if you win today at 500. You have an outside chance. They're 44 and 48 are the Pirates right now. They once again will go at least one more game without being at risk of losing two or winning losing three or winning three games in a row. But I think it's important for the Pirates to do what they haven't always done when Skeens or even Keller or Jared Jones, when he was healthy, was on the mound. That's beat a team when you get what you expect to get from Paul Skeens today, which for me, my kind of baseline for Paul Skeens now in almost every start is he's probably going to pitch six innings or more, and he's probably going to give up two runs or less. That is, by any definition, a very good start every time you get something like that. Pirates have to win this baseball game. If you're a team, you know, you could be a team that tells everybody we intend to contend. You could be a team that says we urgently want to win. You can be a lot of different things in word. But indeed, if you want to be a team that contends, you have to win games like this. That's the bottom line. Aaron Civale is not a good pitcher by the numbers. You can look at him however you want. He just isn't good. He's probably one of the weakest pitchers in that lineup. Civale, by the way, did that to the Pirates when he was with Tampa Bay, actually, excuse me. So that was a that was right before he got acquired by Milwaukee. He's probably the worst pitcher they've got by the numbers. And when he was with Tampa Bay, he silenced the Pirates. That was a frustrating game to watch. And, you know, you look at everything about him, 2-6. The whip is up there near kind of pushing 1.5. He's a gettable pitcher on a day like today. And when you have your ace going against a pitcher who, at least by the numbers, is gettable, who you saw not that long ago and actually, you know, didn't do much off of in 5 innings, my hope would be that you went to school a little bit, all your hitters, figured out some things about what went wrong against him the first time and just fixed that. That's where I come down, though, on this game. Fancy yourself an actual contender. Fancy yourself a team that's going to be in it until the end in the wild card race. Win this baseball game. No excuses. No, well, they're the Brewers. You know, they got back at us. We beat them 12-2. They beat us 9-0. Win this game. You should win this game. Most people would expect you to win this game, given what Savali is as a pitcher. Especially since he's put up most of those numbers with Tampa Bay. And now he's in a House of Horrors ballpark for lots of pitchers where the ball flies out of there. Had one guy in the Brewers yesterday hit a ball that one-hopped the fence. It looked like he hit it about one-handed, down and away, not even a bad pitch, and it gets ridden almost out of the ballpark. Beat this guy up. Make it an easy game for Paul Skeens, as a matter of fact. Knock Aaron Savali around. Let this be, I don't want to say a laugher. It's always hard to, like, really feel good about games until you have one like that 12-2 game in Milwaukee, because they can come back in a moment's notice. Even against a guy like Skeens, you never know. Make it kind of a comfortable win. Then you've got it. Then at 45-48, I think you go into this saying, we better get 2 out of 3. That would be 47-49. Then you start to feel like you're pushing a little bit, like you're getting on a slight roll before the All-Star break. And you're maybe going to be a team to be, not reckoned with, but a team that doesn't get dismissed out of this thing. You know, the Pirates got lucky yesterday that the Royals swept the doubleheader from the Cardinals, which kept St. Louis within striking distance and kind of didn't let them run away and hide. If the opposite had happened, I think you'd feel a lot worse today. This is just, it's an opportunity for the Pirates. I think you also, you look at a team like Milwaukee, what they usually do to the Pirates in their building. And I think it warrants mentioning that there's been mostly a hex for the Pirates in that place. That there have been years where the Brewers were really good and just tortured the Pirates. There have been years where the Brewers weren't as good and still had success against the Pirates. I think they prove something to themselves if they go into this game and they actually give a good accounting of themselves, win a business-like affair. So there's some quick thoughts on Pirates and Brewers. And as soon as that game goes final, I will say this. Soon as that one is done, we will have reaction to it for you here on 93.7 The Fan. Give you a reaction to what Paul Skeens does in this game. We're in a perfect place to watch it right now. Rivers Casino Sportsbook. See if the Pirates can get 2 of 3. Now, having said that, because Paul Skeens is pitching, but you're not going to hear it here, it's Counter-Programming Thursday. Which means, in our business, it's very simple. Something that, you know, is on another station, you program such that people who don't want to listen to that thing for whatever reason would hear something that they would want to hear. You talk about the other teams in town. That is counter-programming. Station A is doing B, you're station C, you do D. We are going to do that today. Charlie Gorgeous Borges is producing. He's up for the task. Means a healthy dose of hockey, of football, of stupidity, which you might argue is something you get a healthy dose of when I'm talking, no matter what the subject matter is. You're going to get that today on a very formal. We announce this to you. It's a counter-programming Thursday. When I announce it, you know that that's what you're going to get. When I'm not even trying to make a joke about it, I'm just saying, nope, that's exactly what's happening. You can rest assured I'm going to deliver. So, to that end, ESPN, I've said this for a couple days now, has been gearing you up for training camp starting for every team by running through lists of top 10 at each position. We already talked about T.J. Watt being second to Myles Garrett among edge rushers. There are a couple more that are out there right now that I think are interesting. Minka Fitzpatrick is one of them. He was last year's number one safety. And remember, this isn't a fan poll. This also isn't, as Ken Carman in Ohio said on Twitter, this isn't a jury of his peers. He was trying to talk about Myles Garrett beating out T.J. Watt in a poll conducted by his peers. Myles Garrett is not a player personnel executive. He's not a scout, and he is not a coach. So this is not his peers. These are people making decisions. But Minka Fitzpatrick, in a ranking done by people inside the game, done by people with a high-level understanding of the game, rank among safeties, took a dive. Minka Fitzpatrick last year, number one when ESPN did this little exercise. Minka Fitzpatrick this year, fourth when ESPN did this exercise. And the Cliff's Notes version of why Minka Fitzpatrick dropped three spots was pretty simple. People felt like he was on a Hall of Fame track. People still felt like he was a playmaker, a force out there on the field. But they felt like most of that stuff was not actually in evidence last season. That he was down playing in the box too much. That he wasn't able to roam free and actually get in pitchers, in quarterbacks' heads. And all of that, I would agree with. Antoine Winfield Jr. was number one. Kyle Hamilton, who's emerged as a big weapon for the Ravens, number two. Jesse Bates, long time with the Bengals, but now with the Falcons, was number three. And then Minka, then Javon Holland of Miami, was fifth. That's your top five. Terrell Austin has already made it clear that Minka Fitzpatrick is going to be down, is going to be more in his traditional posture in this season. That the Steelers' strong intention is for him to do what they feel he does best, which is affect football games by playing away from the line of scrimmage, by ball hawking, and by just generally being a playmaker and not a tackle maker. And too many times when things are going bad, you can kind of get a sense of what the Steelers' defense is by how Minka Fitzpatrick functions. If he is having to make tackles on running backs or plays 8 yards down the field, and he is being maybe dragged by a player and not delivering a hit, you can more or less say that things aren't going so well. It seems that they understand that if you're going to pay a guy $18 million a year at one position, he better be put in a position then to do what he does best that actually makes him close to worth that money. These lists that ESPN did, though, got me thinking about something else. So T.J. Watt was the second best edge rusher in the game. That is a very important position. Minka Fitzpatrick, the fourth best safety on this team, or in this poll of executives and coaches and scouts. And safety, ultimately, at the highest end, isn't like cornerback in terms of importance, but it is a very premium position if you have one of the elite guys. They've also, ESPN, done this for defensive tackles, where you might be interested to know Cam Hayward is included. He is considered more of an interior guy than any kind of an edge guy because they play a 3-4. Even though he usually plays on the outside of that a little bit, he is considered more of an interior player by them. Cam Hayward was an honorable mention. He did not fall among the top 10 interior defensive linemen, tackles, if you will, on this list. But he was still in that top 15. So there are three major positions on defense where the Steelers have the number two guy in the league, among people in the league, the number four guy, and a top 15 guy. There are still positions yet to be revealed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You look at all this and you think about the pedigree that they have in certain places, and I think a question emerges. How much pressure is this team under this year? Because when you think of just the individual singular names at certain spots on the roster, Fitzpatrick, Watt, Hayward, a splashy ad in Patrick Queen, a receiver everyone is still waiting to break out in a huge way in George Pickens, like a monster breakout. Just to name a handful. They've got some first and last names. They've got some back of the baseball card guys lined up on this team already. There has been a lot of praise, including from me, for the work that Omar Khan has done. There has been, I think, a sense created around this team that the Steelers have done a pretty aggressive and pretty good job of rebuilding themselves via the draft. That in 2 years, at least on paper, what it looks like Omar Khan has done is mostly positive. That while there are holes, there's a clear, different plan in place, a new sheriff in town, however you really want to term it, and that better times are ahead. I think part and parcel with that is the idea that the Steelers have more of a true sense of direction than they maybe had at the end of the Ben Roethlisberger era, when it feels like a lot of the aim and the goal was try to give Ben one more shot at glory, do some quick fixes, some spackle. Like, you ever seen a house that gets built, that gets renovated, but you can tell they just tried to do a surface deep job? They didn't really go hard with, we're going to, you know, rip the guts out of this thing, rebuild them the right way, and then put nice finishes over. You just kind of, I lived in one of those houses once. Great place to live, except when the bills came due because there was no insulation. I think at the end of that era, this team was trying to paper over some weaknesses. I think now there is a sense that they have a direction, that they're doing it the right way, that they've addressed the offensive line, that they're trying to address the defensive line. They excised the Matt Canada problem. They sent Kenny Pickett away. They brought in Arthur Smith, who at bare minimum has real, honest-to-God name recognition and a track record, albeit with one of the greatest running backs ever, but a track record of being a good offensive coordinator. They have fixed some major issues. I think locally there is a sense of optimism that's building, that things are heading in the right direction after maybe a couple of listless years in the wilderness, not just on the field, but in terms of the off-the-field kind of behavior. So there's guys who rank highly. There are first and last names you recognize. You just say Watt, you say Minka, you say Cam. People know who you're talking about in almost every city. How much pressure is this team under a couple weeks out from training camp in terms of the direction of this franchise as it pertains to winning a playoff game, as it pertains to Mike Tomlin, Omar Khan entering year three at the helm, two drafts down. How much pressure is this team under to actually perform? How big of a year is this, in your opinion, for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Because I'd argue it's pivotal. I'd argue you should start already seeing some results from both Omar Khan drafts, including this year's, because I think there's some plug-and-play guys that were put in, that were picked. Guys that they expect to have an impact immediately. That's the way of the NFL anymore. It's not the way the Steelers used to do it. It's the way most people do it, though, now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.